bad girl, for sure, for sure. Wanna drop John, for sure, for sure. She be dirty dancing, dirty diamond. And I'm tryna beat it, Michael Jackson. She be dirty dancing, dirty diamond. And I'm tryna beat it, Michael Jackson. She live in Philly, but she's from Atlanta. She's not a stripper, she's a private dancer. Yeah, she live in Philly, yeah, she's from Atlanta. No, she's not a stripper, she's a private dancer.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of E-Talks Online. I'm your girl, E-Bunny Shanae. Today, I am feeling so awesome. I had a long day. It kind of started off rough, but you know, things got turned around, and now I'm sitting here with the one and only Lavella.
Hey, everybody.
What's up, girl?
Hey.
I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I was excited all day for this interview.
Me
I was,
too.
Like, looking up everything again and, like, trying to see, you know, what
I
you got
you
going
I brought
you
some gifts.
You did?
Yes.
All right, we gonna get to that, because I want to know some things about you, because, you know, last time we spoke, we kind of got into, you know, how you got started and all of that. So I kind of want to get caught up on some things. I have some questions for you today.
Okay.
First off, how you feeling? How was your day?
Today was good.
Good?
Today was good.
What'd you do?
Work.
How did I know you was going to say that?
Work. Just got finished eating some shrimp tacos.
I was hungry too, girl. I had me a happy hour margarita at El Camino, and it was so much needed today. Yeah, so I got us some wine so we can keep it going, the happy hour feel, so we could be sipping. Okay. So I was, you know, last time you said that you told me about how you got started and all of that, and I know it's been 3-year anniversary
because I was on your January Instagram. Was 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Thank you.
On 3 years on the line. Quickly just give the listeners a little background on you for people who don't really know you. So, like, where you from?
When did South Philly. I'm a fashion designer.
Okay.
I own Lavella Elizabeth. It's a clothing brand I've created, on the go girl look for creative girls. I actually have menswear too. I only really do like men's sweatsuits and stuff. I don't really get too creative with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything
I really release is like pretty much simple.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could vouch for that, right?
Yeah.
It's simple.
So, it's like, simplicity is like key sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of labels and a lot of different colors. So your line is definitely one of a kind.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to get away from putting my logo everywhere, you know, on it. I've been stepped away. Like, I will put it, like, you know, same color as the fabric or something, like somewhere small and little.
Okay.
But I want to get into like prints and patterns and like where you just know that design, oh, that's Lavello.
Yeah.
Like that's what I really want to get into, like cohesive collections and stuff.
Right. So is that like the next step?
Hopefully that's the next thing. I actually been looking at stuff I designed back in 2015 that hopefully I can bring out sometime next spring for next spring. So
yes, I'm excited.
I'm actually working on new pieces right now for the ladies and men's.
You are?
I keep it like really simple: men's shorts, a t-shirt, a hoodie.
But how often do you roll out new pieces?
That's the thing. Like every month and a half, maybe 2 months, I might release 2 or 3 pieces. But I'm about to start focusing on the men's more because they seem like, you know, They buy more.
I was going to ask that,
than the
actually.
Ladies.
Like, on your website, which I visit today, everybody visit. Her website is LavelloElizabeth.com.
Yep, www.LavelloElizabeth.com.
Yep, I visited the website today. And also, I wanted to know, like, who buys more? I mean, I guess you just answered that, but men buy more? I would think women, because we always shopping.
No, men's buy more. Well, I only really released the sweatsuits for men, like, since I even started. My first handcrafted piece was a men's piece.
Right, I remember that. Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Like, the men's sweatsuit, the classic sweatsuit, if you've seen it on my site, it's like a hot seller. Like, every time I get a different color, it goes so fast.
Wow.
Like, so fast.
And
they'll be, like, begging, and, yo, we need more colors, we need more colors. So that's why I keep giving it to them in, like, a different color. Like, I just released the cranberry. I sold out in 3 weeks.
You go, girl.
3 weeks, the cranberry.
I be looking too. I be like, yo, she got mad supporters on the gram. Follow her, y'all, on the gram at Lavello Elizabeth on Instagram. And she got mad supporters there. Everybody's like wearing all her stuff. I've seen people out in it.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
I love that.
Yeah, so. I'm trying to get more celebrities in it.
Yeah, I think my last celebrity was Vanessa Simmons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She wore the ladies' oversized hooded sweatsuit.
Nice.
And she did like a photo shoot in it for me and everything.
So how'd you get in contact with her? Like,
you know, Fashion Bomb Deli is Claire Slimmers.
Mm-hmm.
I seen Claire at one of her events, and when I got home that night, she gave me a shout out. So I seen the Vanessa like the picture. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in my mind, I'm like, she seen the picture, she gonna know when his name pop up in her
yep.
email.
Yep.
So I got my PR to email her, and she emailed like right back and was like, hey, I love the stuff. Send me such and such and small. She That's even DM'd me the photos and was like, send me whatever you want. Like,
that's what's up. And also you had Dej Loaf. I know Dej Loaf, yeah. Do these people, do you send them things often? Or is it like a, you know, a few items here?
Well, and I don't really have too many celebrities in it. Like I would say maybe like the only ones was like Dej Loaf, Vanessa Simmons.
Maybe like some local people.
Local, you know,
rappers.
Local influencers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like PNB Rock was one
of
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was trying to think of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rock, definitely.
Core. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know. So, speaking of the 3-year anniversary, last time we spoke, you were talking about evolving the brand. And I wanted to know, like, what type of things since you've started, what type of things have evolved, you know, since then as opposed to now? I know you're talking about the designs and everything.
Yeah, like pretty much like the designs. I would say social media even, you know, looking better, my clientele better. Website got better, honestly. Yep. My website sales have gotten better. And that's like since I had my PR, Naomi.
I was going to say that. She is. I love her.
Yeah.
That's the same girl from last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Naomi. Yep. Shout out to Naomi. Best PR girl ever, right? That's what's up. So, I want to know about you being an entrepreneur now. So when did you decide to become a full-time entrepreneur and like not work for anybody else and just work for yourself? Was it the 3 years ago or?
I still have a day job.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that, see? Yeah. And that's fine because, you know, we want to grind.
Yeah,
I still got
a day job. Oh, it's hard.
It is hard. I was going to say, like, the transition from day job, you know, working under somebody to actually having your own is just so rough. Like,
you think so? You think it's rough?
I think it's rough. Only because, like, the financial part.
Yeah.
The job kind of just holds you there because it's like, you know, you need this money type of thing. But then you start making money over here, but you don't know if you want to let go of the stability of this job.
Right. That's how I feel,
you know what I mean? So
I would say that's how I feel.
Okay.
I would say that.
So are you looking to, like, let's just say your year goal from now is just to not be
I'm not trying to be 2018 in that job. Because I had that job way longer than I had LaFello. Going on 5 years. So, you know, that's what started LaFello, the job that I have now. It holds me back. It holds me back.
Right.
But like you said, like, that, you know, the check that job, that actually pays for stuff.
Yeah,
know,
that's what I mean. It's just,
and I don't feel like I'm deserving for my business to pay for them bills just yet. But I feel like if I didn't have a job, I would put myself in a position where I have no choice but to work harder with LaFello.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's stuff I got to do during the day for LaFello that I can't even get to. Like, I wish I could wake up every morning, go for my run, work out, eat my breakfast, work for LaFello for a couple hours, take a nap, get up, watch Martin.
Be your own boss.
You know, just, I wish I could do that.
I was going to ask you, what is your typical day for Alnika? Like, do you wake up, eat your protein breakfast, you know, check some emails?
Yeah, my veggie patties.
Yeah, check your emails.
My eggs over easy.
What's a typical day for you?
See, I work Monday through Friday.
Well, after work.
After work, honestly, I'm hand-in-hand with my customers, so.
Okay.
Normally after work, you know, if it's a nice day, I'm running around meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because you do drop-offs and stuff, too,
yeah,
right?
I do.
I've seen local drop-offs and all of that.
I do a lot of that.
Okay.
Everybody pretty much, like, want it now. Come to me right now.
I know, right? So do they order online and you bring it?
I do get online orders.
Do you ship it if they're in Philly, do you take it to them?
No, even if it's a Philly order, I still ship.
Oh, you ship it. Okay.
Yeah, I still ship. I do. I actually been getting a lot of online orders lately.
Mm.
Like, from different cities, Atlanta.
They peeping.
D.C.
They watching you.
Yeah.
That's what's up, yo. I really like the line. I love the colors
Thank
and
you.
How, like, calm it makes me feel. So
right.
subtle.
Thank you.
Like, you know, I really do like it. So.
Thank you.
So it seems that on your gram, that you may love a little bit of traveling. And I wanted to know, like, where have you been or where would you like to go
this year?
That's
the problem. I haven't been anywhere, but that's my dream. I mean, I've been to, like, Atlanta.
Okay.
Miami. Mm-hmm. D.C., New York, Vegas,
up and down
and LA.
The East Coast. Yeah. Oh, you've been to Vegas and
I've been to Vegas the most times. I've been to Vegas, like, 6 times.
Really?
But I want to, like, really, like, go to islands and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I got a passport. I didn't use it. I had a passport for 2 years. And I never got to use it yet. That's one of my dreams. I want to be a fashion designer, fashion icon, and travel the world.
Those
are my dreams.
Love those. Because I was looking at one of the pictures, and you had the cute, what was it called?
The romper, Persian Rules romper. Yes. That was in Miami when I went for the
And you was on the beach.
Art Basel. Do y'all go to the Art Basel?
No, I went. By the time I found out about it, because I'd be forgetting.
Yeah.
It was too late for me to, like, get a ticket and everything. But I am looking at all the stuff for next year.
Yeah, it's this year. It's going to be December this year.
Oh,
last year was my first time. One thing I can tell you, bring sneakers. Don't bring
Somebody
no shoes.
Somebody told me that. My girlfriend paints, and she went down there. She's like, girl.
No, it's like the whole, like, environment is just, like, dope with all them artists down there. Mm. And, like, I'm more and more into art each day.
Are you thinking about, like, you know, painting some stuff or drawing?
No. I think it just inspired me. Like, the color, like, it just, you know, it just inspires me.
Inspires you to do certain stuff with your line.
Like, different colors, you know. Like, like I said, I want to be into more prints. Like, I could picture this print on something, you know. Something similar to that. I want to be, like, more into prints.
I like that. Different types of things on your line. That would be cool, yeah. So, as far as, you know, being in Philly, we all know how it's kind of, like, rough out here in Philly, especially when you're trying to make it, you know, in certain avenues.
For sure.
It's really hard. Like, people, they don't really support you when you're trying to make it, but then when you kind of getting on, they're like, what's up?
I hate that.
Like,
you get that, too?
I hate that. Yeah. Like, I really, it's just, you know.
And I get that a lot.
Right? I was going to ask you, you know, do you feel that it's still hard to, like, in Philly, do you think it's still hard to market and promote your stuff to people? Or do you already have, like, a solid fan base here in Philly that supports you? Because I see a lot of people, but do you think it's still hard?
I think I got love, I think, and, like, I tell everybody, I think the love that I got do overpower the hate, but I think it's hard. It really is hard. It's hard.
How you think that is, though? What's wrong with people?
I think it's, like, oversaturated right now with what's going on with the fashion design.
Oh, okay.
I think it's that, even though I feel like can't nobody really stop my shine, but it's a lot going on. So, and you know, outside looking in their mind, like, oh, y'all just doing it just to do it. Like, when really, probably majority, you know, is, but it's ones out here that really work hard, you know? It's really clothing lines out here that's working hard and really trying to.
And they need that support. They need that, you know.
But since it's, you know, a lot of people have been doing, like, just coming out with T-shirts, nobody, you know, they're not taking nobody serious.
People have T-shirts.
They're not taking nobody serious.
Oh, gosh, a lot of people.
Nobody's taking us serious right now. So all I say is work hard. Like, I've just been trying to work hard, let my work speak for itself.
What about, I know I seen you do the Raw Artist Show at the Trop, right?
Yeah, that was like, really decent.
That was your first time doing that?
That was my first time doing a show ever, period.
Really?
And I only had like 7 minutes on the runway, but it did give me a lot of exposure and I did meet a lot of cool people and it had like just all different types of people there. Like,
It was
different things going on in there.
I was about to say, I actually walked in a show there.
Raw Artist?
Not last year, but the year before, I think it was. And I walked there. Me and my friend, she actually got me in there with her, and we walked for Soul Robot or whatever's line. But that actual event there was so crazy. Like, I met so many people that day.
Yeah, that's how I felt, too.
Oh, and I actually did it again. Oh, actually, yeah. A year ago, I did it body painting
for
somebody. Yeah.
I'm about to say, so many different things going there. It's like art, fashion, dance.
Yep.
It's jewelry. It's like so much different stuff in there. Like, the crowd was just, like, so diverse.
Yeah.
That's what I loved about it.
How was it? Like, how did people receive the line and, you know, as the
bottle? I got, like, so many DMs after that and was like, yo, oh, my God, you had the best stuff in the show. I love your clothes. Oh, my God. And it went, like, crazy.
I seen the pictures.
It went crazy.
I was like, look at my boo.
It went crazy.
Everybody,
I would do it again. I never wanted to do a show because I felt like I don't have, like, a collection.
Right.
But
well, did they, so they approached you. I mean.
Yeah, they actually, you know, asked me, and
he was like, definitely.
Normally, when people reach out to me for shows, they'd be like, oh, a package, $1,700 to be in the show. So, you know, sell this many tickets. World Artists was different. It was like, you know, sell 20 tickets, and after 20 tickets, you make a certain amount off of each ticket.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't have to pay anything. I just had to sell tickets.
Right.
But everybody else approached me and be like, oh, well, this package is $1,700. Do you want to be in the show? And it was just like,
nah.
I know it's good. I know, you know, but not right now.
All right, so did anything change about the clothing line since you started? I know now you're saying that you're trying to do more patterns and stuff, like different things. But when you started, is it pretty much the same concept, I would say, with the line? Was it different? I know you start off with the men's.
Yeah.
How did it change from the beginning to now?
I would say the colors.
Okay. What was the colors like before?
Like, it was like basic gray, black. I think I like start stepping out, going into colors, because before I just thought it wasn't gonna sell. Like, who gonna wear a pink romper?
It's cute.
I know now I see it's cute, but it was like me just kick out basic stuff, and I would say like I started taking the logo off of things, like
so it's
or like hidden.
Oh,
like,
hidden,
like
yeah.
A hidden logo, like you know, somewhere. Hitting.
So I know you wear. Do you wear your line every day?
Try to. I don't have a lot of items.
Oh, okay.
I never release that many items, but I try to. I rerun my stuff all the time. Mm. Like I would wear my sweatsuit the whole weekend. I swear to God.
Promote yourself.
The whole weekend. Like I'm off. As soon as I get off Friday, I'm washing up, getting my sweatsuit on. Come in the house, fold it up neat. Wash up Saturday morning, put it
back on. Yep.
Put it right back on.
Got to be your biggest promoter.
Yeah, I feel like I am one of my biggest promoters, because when I wear my old stuff, like, I don't know if you've seen, like, I've been wearing, like, my old jumpsuits that I released, like, almost 2 years ago, and everybody is like, where are these at? I don't see them on the site. I'm like, yo, they was released late 2014. Mm. They're like, please bring them back.
A lot of demand.
I can't. Everything is limited. I release, you will never see the design again.
Really?
Yeah.
So it doesn't roll back around like another time. It's just
it might roll back around a different color. Like I said, the men's classic sweatsuit, that's been a hit. So
okay.
I released. This is about to be my fourth color. Mm. I released in that.
How many? So what's the colors of the men's?
I released a black one, a gray, cranberry, and this one's navy blue. And I'm releasing next week.
Mm. Cranberry. Ooh.
And like I said, that's my best
one of those. Yeah. Right, babe? Yeah. So So you said the men, you had cranberry, navy?
Cranberry, navy, blue, gray, and black.
And gray and black. Okay. Hmm. Yeah, you really stepping out, girl, because I didn't even think I was going to see cranberry.
Yeah, no, cranberry, I took that, sold it out in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, they love that. Hmm. So I know I see a few photos on your Instagram, which I love.
Thank you.
And I wanted to ask you about your photo shoots and like what the inspiration are behind them, because they're not like your typical shoot, guys. They're like, you know, location shoots. They're not like just a regular white or black backdrop. It's like you're at certain places, libraries and convenience stores, just taking pictures. So like, what inspires you to do those certain shoots, or is it just on the go?
Well, I'm gonna say the boxing ring one was
loved.
The underdog. It was me, you know. I feel like what I do, I'm the underdog. Don't nobody notice me.
Mm-hmm.
And they always count me out, so that's why I did the boxing ring.
And you came up with that whole concept.
Yeah, well, my PR, the team interns, we all did. And the brunch with Lavello, that was more so the intern's idea, the brunch with Lavello one. But the library shoot was mine. Just was like, knowledge is power. Like, I feel about when people ask me for my manufacturer, just research. Google's right in front of your face.
I know I tried to Google some stuff before. It seems like it's pretty hard to like weed through certain stuff on there to try to figure out who you want to go with.
Yeah. Like far as what, manufacturers?
Yeah.
Well, that's where you take a risk at.
Just try one.
That's where you take a risk at.
Y'all heard it.
Take
that risk, okay? So with the shoots, like how often do you shoot?
Well, I shoot a lot.
Yeah, because it seems like it.
Everybody say that to me, like, you shoot. Oh, my God, you
shoot
again.
Which is good, because I like new pictures, so.
I feel like I new photo with the same piece on is, like, different.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm showing you different ways to wear it, different people in it. But so most times I like to shoot myself, though, honestly.
Yeah.
But,
Wait, were you ever a model before? Or?
No, never.
I'm
gonna just be honest. Like when I'm at one of my photo shoots and I'm not in it, I'm bored. So when I'm actually in it, it's fun. It's exciting to me. But if I'm sitting back and watching the models get their makeup done in the hair, and I'm just sitting there, I'd be like,
that's because you got a bomb team. They all already doing their jobs and working.
I just wish. I kind of want to be a model too. That's why I said I wouldn't be a fashion.
Well, now you got your line. You could be modeling all day.
Hopefully, one day I could be on like the front page of Vogue.
Yes, I see it.
Crazy.
I definitely see it with that line too. Yeah, thank you. Definitely. Thank you. What about Philly Fashion Week? Like, have you ever, or New York Fashion Week, or any Fashion Week? Have you ever done anything with them, or would you like? You know, do you have dreams of doing anything?
Maybe not Philly.
You didn't like
it? I never, I'm going to be honest, I never been to Philly, but I didn't really hear good things about Philly Fashion Week.
Really?
I always heard it wasn't like well put together. I don't know. Maybe I got to go and see it and see it for myself. I never been, you know, to a show.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, from what I experienced as a model, and this just might have been whatever department, whoever I was working with, it's not organized. So
I heard that from plenty of models.
So I did, so I did experience that. But it's just
New York?
Yeah.
Actually, Phoenix Fashion Week reached out to me.
Phoenix has a fashion week?
Yeah.
Is it Fashion Weeks all over?
Me and Naomi was on a...
like a call with
them? Yeah, a call with them. Mm. And we're just going over everything. And their Fashion Week is in October, but I actually didn't take it.
Why?
Because I'm not ready for it. Okay. I got to have 12 pieces. Oh. And I got to have at least 4 pieces in production.
Right.
Because it's like a whole boot camp with them. Like, we're going to have, it's going to be buyers there wanting to buy production.
Like right away.
I can't.
Well, at least you know like your limits and stuff, and you're preparing to get to that point.
Trying.
So, I mean, that's good. And then they reached out to you. So it's like, you know, people looking.
Yeah.
They watching you out here, girl.
Thank you.
I love it. So I want to get into, like, outside of work. Like, what do you like to do outside? I know you work a lot, but is there any interest that you have or any things that you like doing weekends?
I'd rather just travel. But, like a regular day for me, I'd rather sit in the house and watch TV, honestly.
Mm. How do you get into the mold of, like, what will be my next piece? Or, you know, what color? Do you get into the zone some type of way? Music?
Yeah, I would say music put me there, but it'd be, like, more like me following, like, Vogue and Fashion Bomb Deli. And I'd be like, yo, like, just looking at all this inspiration, it's, like, hard to step back from it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to go. Like, I think too much and think too hard about it. I change my mind too much. I change my mind too much. Like, I'll be working on a piece, then... I'm wanting something new.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that. Before you finish the piece?
Yeah, that's not good. I always do that.
What does your PR say about that?
She just think I'm complicated, honestly. She always say that. Like, when I do come to her with the samples, she'll be like, I like it. I'll be like, no, I want to change it. She'll be like, why? I'll be like, man, I don't even want to work on it anymore. I want to start a whole new. And she'll be like, oh, my God, you're so complicated. Like, she thinks I'm complicated.
Oh, but she loves you. She sticks around.
Yeah. She's been around for a while.
Good. So speaking of your team, like, you have a strong team. I hear you have interns.
No, I don't even have interns anymore.
Or she has interns?
She has the interns now.
Oh, okay.
I don't have interns anymore.
So you have your PR, and your PR has interns.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I did have interns, 2 interns.
Did you fire them?
No, actually, my favorite one left. She moved to New York.
Mm.
And she's focused on school.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And, my second one, she, like, did hair, had a job, babysit. She did a lot.
So, she just couldn't keep up with it?
Yeah, she couldn't really keep up.
Mm. So, personal life. Who's the lucky Mr. Lavella?
Nobody.
Nobody?
I've been single for over a year.
Why? It's by choice. I'm sure you're probably working hard.
Yeah, it is by choice. It's just... I just feel like I got to get myself together right now.
Right.
I don't want to bring my negative energy into a relationship. It's bad enough I'm bringing it to my friends.
Mm.
You know.
Well, I know that you look like you're fun on the gram. And you, like,
I am
smiling,
fun.
Laughing. Like,
I am
all
fun.
I'm like, look at LaVella. I want to hang out with you one day. We got to go get some drinks or
happy
something.
Happy hour.
Yes, happy hour is my favorite thing. If you ask my boyfriend, he will tell you, like, every day around 5:00, I'm literally, I don't care if I'm in the house. I'm like, happy hour, where the bottle, what's up? Like,
yeah, I think I drink too much.
Why? Every day?
I do.
Because I know I said this about myself.
Lately, but it was like every day I was drinking.
Like wine, though, or?
Like I would.
Liquor.
Should I say this on air? Like, even at work on break, I go to the
bar. Oh, girl. Everybody sneak their drinks.
I got to get me. Sometimes I bring a bottle of TP to work. Like, I got to.
It just calms
you. It got bad for me. And I just started slowing down.
Well, That's good. So now you just have it like here and there.
Yeah.
So what?
Right now, I guess I can say I'm in my happy space too. Like I was like stressed out last year. Like
really,
real bad.
Was it from work or
just everything?
Just everything. I know how.
Everything.
Trust me, I know. Like I feel like that's how I am now, but I try to like find the positive in everything, you know. But it becomes overwhelming, like work and just family and just everything. Sometimes you just gotta step back. And I know you like traveling, so I know like when you travel, you can just.
I like to be alone though.
Me too, girl. I'm a loner.
To be alone in a room and just look at the walls.
I don't even need the TV on.
Like I can to watch more. I like to watch funny stuff, Good Times, The Jeffersons.
I don't even need to watch TV, honestly. I mean, I'll
sometimes
have music
that's the
on.
Best way to think.
With TV on?
I mean, nothing on.
Oh, with nothing on, yeah. Me and my thoughts.
Might just put some Frank Ocean on.
That's me. So, we're going to take a little break. Do you mind?
That's fine.
I want to play a little something from on my SoundCloud. We have Knowledge Smart Guy. This guy is really, really great. So, I'm going to play a little bit of his song today and let people hear a little bit of it. And we'll come back and we'll get more into Lavello's line, you guys. In the meantime, check out her website and her Instagram at Lavello Elizabeth. And let me know what you think. Comment. So we're going to be right back. And we're going to get into when we come back. And let's go.
To the books, you know I got skill, knowledge on the mic and I'm keeping it real, pushing through the door, I see girls, Dwayne Shays is a different world, huh, I'm coming in with my books in my backpack, around away girls like, damn, who's that, with the mad fat gear and the fresh eye top fade, a little special ed, cause I got it made, when it comes to a test, I'm not a rookie, after class, me and the fellas, we play hooky, busting in the lines at the lunch line, and make a beat at the table to kick a rhyme with a punchline. I got education plus status, passing on my grades and reading in mathematics. Haha, you wanna know why? It's pretty obvious cause I'm a smart guy. To know I got knowledge, wisdom, and power. A young scholar, a national honor and blue collar. Never been a teacher's pet, cause that's sour. A genius who studies for many hours to take the game and just conquer, devour any competitor that could swing it. You better do like The Rock said, brother, and just bring it. Cause I came to show up and show out. Pick for my hot top fade and let it grow out. Textbooks bringing me down like what you know about. Getting that diploma, I'm sorry you took the slow route. I'm dedicated, educated, medicated. And finally, I made it. And if you wanna know how and why, like I said before, it's obvious I'm a smart guy.
That was Knowledge with Smart Guy here on eTalks Online. You guys, this is Ebony Shanae sitting here with Lavello Elizabeth.
What's up?
Yes, we're here talking about her line and just transitioning to entrepreneurship and just everything that goes along with the brand and everything. So I know that you have a lot of supporters, like I said earlier in the show. But do you think that, you know, with you on the grind and everything, and this is like for everybody who's trying to like, be out here making it and stuff. Do you find it hard for you to support your friends and family or anybody else that you know that are doing other things because you're so like focused. Because sometimes I find it kind of difficult. Like, yo, I'm really down right now. I'm trying to do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just a lot going on.
I'm going to say yes and then I'm going to say no. Because it cost me nothing to be there for my friends and my family, you know, just a little bit of time. But, you know, the people that's asking for money and be like, yo, like my girlfriends be like, oh, we want to take a trip. I can't take no trip right now with y'all.
Yeah.
I can't have no fun right now. Like, I gotta grind. But
what do you think about like people who have like these events and, you know, you want to support because, you know, you might know them or you know, that might be like a colleague or something, but sometimes the events are like $20-$30 and then it's like, do I get, you know, and I don't want to, for me personally, I don't want to feel like I'm like, cheap, but at the same time, it's like, if I'm grinding right now and I'm trying to do, you know, what I'm trying to do, I don't really have that to be coming, but I want to support.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just.
Well, most people, that be my only way that I really can support. I mean, I can support them, but it's like, I'm like, say if they got like a clothing line or whatever, or do hair or something. You're not my hairstylist. I go to my own hairstylist.
Right.
So you having a show or something, I'll make sure I support you that way. Buy a ticket to one of your shows.
Right.
Or you got a clothing line, like I got a clothing line. Not saying I can't wear your stuff, but it might not be for me. I might like it, but it's just not for me. And I feel like that about a lot of people. I love your stuff, but it's not for me. So
some people
like I'm going to come to your fashion shows. I'm going to come to all your, I'm going to pay for them tickets. Because that's my way, you know. Okay. Even if some months it do be tight. It'd be like, oh, she want $80 for this ticket. God damn. Tight, I mean.
But you always find a way, right?
It's all about the love to me.
True. To me. So I hear that you got a little something for me.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm excited.
I brought you the Lolo dress and the May jacket.
Really?
Yes.
Let me see. I want to see this. So I'm definitely going to be wearing this. When am I going to? Oh, I might wear it tomorrow. We have a little something going on here tomorrow at the office.
I brought you extra small on both.
Oh, cool. Yeah, she knows my size, y'all. Little. Yay. Lavello Elizabeth. So this is the jacket.
That's the May jacket.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and that's the Lolo dress.
Babe, look at these. So cute. Definitely. Oh, my God. I got to wear this. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for this. Oh, my gosh. And I've been looking at these stuff too, like, oh, I wish I could wear that right now. I wish I could wear that. So now I'm going to rock it. I'm probably going to have me a little photo shoot for you, and I'm going to be promoting the mouth out of
this. I can post it and promote.
Yes. I might even be wearing mine all weekend, too. So.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to be out here.
Yeah, the jacket is, like, definitely for this weather right now.
Really?
The Lolo dress is a little bit too short.
What you mean?
Lolo dress is short.
So, how should I wear something under it?
No. I'm just saying that's for, like, a, you know.
Oh, you mean it has to get warmer.
Yeah, okay. Like a 70-degree day.
All right, cool. So, I'm going to wear my jacket. I'm probably going to wear it tomorrow because we're going to be back in the office tomorrow, so. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
For my clothes. So please let everybody out there know where we can find you. I know I told them earlier, but let them know again.
Instagram at Lavello Elizabeth, LoveLoeElizabeth. www.lavelloelizabeth.com. And I do have a Facebook too, Lavello Elizabeth. I don't know how to work it though.
What? You better get your PR on that list.
Yeah, that's who do be on it.
Oh, okay. It's so many social networks. It's just too much.
I don't have a Twitter. I don't.
I like Instagram. That's
my favorite. That's the only thing I'm on right now is Instagram.
And Snapchat?
Oh, I don't even have Snapchat anymore.
So you got rid of Snapchat?
I got one, right? But don't nobody know I got one.
Yeah, don't tell them.
I just use it for filters.
I was about to. And I'm kind of following. Snapchat is on the low, okay?
It is. It's I had too many stalkers.
Too much, but I want to thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I love hearing about your line. I'm thank so you. Proud of you and your accomplishments, and thank you so much for the
please
outfits.
Wear them.
Yes, I am.
Send me definitely. Pictures. I post.
I will definitely. And so thank you so much for coming, man.
Thank you.
All right, guys, and that was Lavello Elizabeth. Please check her out. I will have all her social media links down below. Check out her website with all her pictures and everything, and please order some stuff, y'all, because this. You need to be rocking this. And I want to thank all my listeners out there for tuning in to E-Talks Online. This is your girl, E-Bunny Shanae, and we out.